Thank you for joining us today on the At the Table podcast, where I strive to encourage and equip you on your journey to know and follow Jesus Christ. This week on the At the Table podcast, one barrier for living for Jesus that I believe we all struggle with, people pleasing. Without further ado, let's get started. Well, hello and welcome to the At the Table podcast this week. This is Pastor Gary Bush from Grace Community Church, and I'm just so glad you're dialed in and listening today. This week, I'm a little bit late with the episode, so sorry. It's going to be recorded and released on Wednesday afternoon. Sometimes weeks just get away from you, don't they? But this week, one thing that's been really forming in my brain is after last week's message where I talked about this just a little bit, but I really wanted to get into it a little bit more today. The challenge to examine our life and specifically barriers that get in our way from following Jesus. And this was kind of the statement that sort of set this thinking off and was in my message notes that I touched on just a little bit last week. But even if you didn't hear the message, which, by the way, I encourage you to go back to listen to it. I'll put a link in the show notes below. But this was the statement that after challenging the congregation to think about God's call to us to live holy, to live a set-apart life, we got into just a little bit of two common barriers. One barrier that keeps us from doing this is the inward barrier, right? This notion in all of us to try to please other people. Now, some of you are much better at this than I am, and you don't really get too distracted by what other people think, but I am one that struggles with this. You know, maybe it's the pastor in me, maybe it's the father. I don't know. Maybe it's just the way I grew up. But following Jesus sometimes is a challenge to me because I'm stuck in my own head. Does that make sense? But this statement really struck me as I was writing it down in preparation for the sermon last week. This is the statement: I cannot please everyone, but I can please God. I cannot please everyone, but I can please God. How many times in our life have we been held back by what other people think, or at least what we believe other people think? How many times have we given other people's thoughts, desires, opinions, more weight than we should? And because here's the reality. As a follower of Jesus, I have one person, God Almighty. That is who I am trying to please and be faithful and obedient to. But yet, relationships in our life, which are so important, especially healthy, God-honoring ones, can also cause some of the biggest strife, because we are worried about what other people think. Now, before you say, "Pastor told me not to worry about what anyone else thinks," that's kind of what I said. We should take into account, though, wise counsel, other lives that are really close to us, like spouses or coworkers that we're in the same ministry with, or, you know, a number of other parents. Obviously, we're called to honor our parents. We should certainly think what our kids, how it's going to affect them, decisions we make. But ultimately, whatever God tells us to do, we should do and trust Him. A couple of verses I just want to share with you as we continue through this. The first one is 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 4. 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 4. And starting at verse 4, it says, "On the contrary, we speak as men approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel. We are not trying to please men, but God, who tests our heart." And that's a rhetorical question. It's God. Continuing in verse 5, "You know we never used flattery." This is Paul writing about from him and other members of his entourage. "Nor did we put on a mask to cover up greed. God is our witness. We are not looking for praise from men, not from you or anyone else." You know, it's interesting. Paul's saying, listen, the gospel we spoke to you, we're not speaking, we're not acting, we're not striving to be more like Jesus to make you satisfied, the people, right? He's saying we are called to speak the gospel. We're not trying to please men. No, we're not using flattery. We didn't use a mask to cover it up. God is our witness. We are not looking for praise from men, not from you or anyone else, but only from God. And I think the takeaway from that is just such a strong reminder. Again, it's not that we don't listen to other people in our life, but ultimately our final judge is against what God has told us to do, God's word, and through prayer and petition and seeking his will. Another set of verses that are very near and dear to my heart is 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Love this passage of scripture, starting in verse 11. It's just this awesome declaration of what we are to be about as followers of Jesus. In verse 17, it says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. Yes. But then specifically in verse 21, he says, we are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. Newsflash, he does. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, that is in him, we might become the righteousness of God. See, I love this passage because it reminds us that what we're about is serving God. It's only because of what God did through Jesus Christ on the cross that we are able to live a life and serve him. And, you know, we're in the midst of a series at Grace Community called Life's Short, Live Weird. And the challenge is to seek the road less traveled and to identify areas in our life that are sin that we need to surrender more fully to him and then cut out the barriers. And as we move on this next week, we're going to continue that journey. But this is just a reminder that this is the why. This is the why for followers of Jesus. We are called because we are changed. We are new creation. We are given the ministry and the message of reconciliation, the gospel to take with us. And don't skip over the word ambassador. You know, today, ambassador has somewhat of a negative connotation because of our political dealings. But ultimately, an ambassador has the authority and the power from which that person speaks for. So think about this. An ambassador of the United States to a foreign country carries a lot of weight. When they speak on behalf of the government, there's a lot of power behind that. How much more if we are the ambassadors of Jesus? You know, the same Jesus that in Matthew 28 said, all authority and power has been given to him, therefore we are called to go. This is a further explanation by Paul. That, listen, we are ambassadors. We speak on the behalf of the name of Jesus, and it is by his power that we are able to go out. So this just back to our original thesis is that why are we afraid of what other people think? Listen, I know that it's relational. I know that there's deep connections, and I realize that sometimes, you know, deep connections can cause us to worry what other people think. And again, I'm not telling you to not be concerned about what other people think, but when it comes to the matters of the gospel and living for Jesus, nothing should be in our way. We should not be concerned about pleasing other people or what they think or how they're talking about us. Ultimately, if we're following Jesus, we're sticking to his word, we're speaking his gospel, we're going with his power, and that is all we need. You know, a question I asked the congregation on Sunday was this, or a statement rather. I said, sadly, more people are worried about being weird before man. Or in other words, they're more worried about being what people are going to say about them living differently, being Christ's ambassador, than they are about the sinful life they may be living in front of an almighty God. Catch that. They're more concerned about what other people think than they are about the effect of sin and what the response from God is going to be in their life. Catch that. More people are worried about being weird in front of men than they are about their sinful life in front of an almighty God. Whenever fear of people is greater than fear of God and his holiness, friends, we are in trouble. We're in trouble. We're dealing with this. We're still going through this. Everybody is learning to be closer to Christ. But let me just say this again. Whenever our fear of people is greater than our fear of God and his holiness, we are in trouble. And I think that's in large part what the 21st century westernized church, that's what we struggle with, the Big C church, is we're so concerned about what man is going to say that we don't stop and ask, well, what is God say? You know, plenty of God-fearing, loving people get stuck in this quagmire of people-pleasing. And before you say, Pastor, you're judging, I'm not judging, I'm just calling out, but I struggle with this. I can think back to even just my 6 years in ministry. There's times when I was a little more cautious than I should have been because I was concerned at how I was going to upset or offend people. Now, again, I should care about the people of this church, and I do, and I care about people. But ultimately, I care more about what Jesus tells me to do than anybody else. I care more about what Jesus tells me to do than anybody else. Let me say this again. Whenever fear of people is greater than fear of God and his holiness, we are in trouble. In Leviticus chapter 18, there's a passage here. And yes, I know before you say it, this is Old Testament, but it's all part of God's one big story, right? In Leviticus chapter 18, the Lord is speaking to Moses, and this is what he said, the first three verses, Leviticus chapter 18, the beginning of the Bible. The Lord said to Moses, "Speak to the Israelites and say to them, I am the Lord your God. You must not do as they do in Egypt when you used to live, and you must not do as they do in the land of Canaan where I'm bringing you into. Do not follow their practices. You must obey my laws and be careful to follow my decrees. I am the Lord your God. Keep my decrees and laws, for man who obey them will live by them. I am the Lord." That continued into verse 5. Now, I realize this passage is contextually about the Old Testament. Moses is talking to the Israelite people that had come out of Egypt, that were getting ready to go into Canaan. But let me just tell you, this application into our lives is so very true. Maybe the Lord is saying to us right now, speak to these people. Tell them, I am the Lord your God. You must not do as you used to do before you followed me. The old way of life, sometimes I call that the BC life before Christ, where you used to live. You must not do as they do in the land where I'm taking you. You know, let's think about this. The country, the United States we live in, doesn't necessarily mean that it's always following God. Do not act like the world that you are going into or that you are in. Do not follow their practices. You must obey my laws and be careful to follow my decrees. In other words, you must follow my word. You must do what I've told you to do. We're called to follow and be like and live like Jesus. 2 Corinthians 5 tells us we're a new creation in Christ. If you're following him, you are new. Don't look back. Don't try to conform to the world. Be more concerned about being faithful and obedient to where God has called you to be and let him deal with the other people. I don't know where this hits you right now. I don't know what struggle you might be going through. I don't know. But I do know this. Jesus has you listening to this on purpose. All of us are called to follow Jesus. We are created on purpose for a purpose. And that can only be found in pursuit of him. Don't conform to this world. Don't be like you used to be before you were a follower of Jesus. Don't even conform to what's coming in front of you in this world. Be like Jesus. Well, I hope this message today is encouraging and equips you on your journey to know and follow Jesus Christ. And until next time, everybody, have a great day.
You've been listening to the At the Table podcast with Pastor Gary. I hope this episode has left you encouraged and equipped. Pastor Gary is the lead pastor of Grace Community Church in Alliance, Ohio. To learn more about the church, the ministries at the church, or to give to support Grace Community Church, you can follow the links in the show notes or go directly to gccofalliance.org. Have a blessed day.